Education. Junior secondary school JSS teachers protested in Kisii town, demanding permanent, pensionable employment and full compensation for their internship-like status, arguing their current status is unfair. Led by KUPPET Secretary General Joseph Apisha, the teachers filed a petition with TSC County Director, seeking employment confirmation and fair compensation for the demoralized and aggrieved community. The timing of their protest couldn't have been more poignant as it coincided with the reopening date of the second term. Meanwhile, amid banners and chants, Joseph called upon members of parliament to stand with the teachers, emphasizing their role as representatives of the electorate. Hence, the speaker emphasized the importance of transparency in the hiring process and emphasized the need to adhere to the legal framework outlined in the Employment Act. JSS teachers have raised questions to the TSC regarding their application for replacement positions, restricted transfers from junior to senior school, and the expected receipt of their permanent and pensionable letters. For example, Lynette Okora, a JSS teacher, echoed the sentiment of injustice. She pointed out that the TSC had violated the Constitution by hiring qualified teachers as interns. Their current compensation, she lamented, was a mere pittance compared to the value of their contributions. Lastly, a court decision, delivered just weeks prior, had ruled in their favor. Justice Byram Ongaya had declared that the TSC had overstepped its bounds by hiring interns as teachers, a victory that held significant implications for the educational sector.